Hey everybody, Christina, Corey, and I had a conversation about Matchbox 20, which led to this conversation about television. Naturally. So check this out.
So for me, and this is where I'm kind of goofy, because we have so many sports packages and shit that 9 times out of 10, if I'm in front of a TV, there's a game on. But there, you know, the wife and I have the stuff we watch together and everything, and she is more so, like, we wouldn't even have, when we met, she had Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, you know, Prime, all that shit. So the main reason why that's even a thing at the house is because she had already had it. She went with the wave, and, you know, rightly so. The only time that I am typically on Netflix is if it's something, if I am looking for something in particular, which usually ends up being either something she tells me about or whatever, or like the most recent thing, for example, was, I think it was about a month ago when the Night Stalker documentary came out.
Mm. Holy shit.
Because I'm like very much, you know, I'm a horror movie nerd. I love fucking serial killers and shit, like, and not like a fucking weird way, like I'm gonna go out and fucking be one, but I just, that the way these people, the way somebody gets to that point is just fascinating to me. And I, that might sound fucking weird, Justin, I hope you know me well enough to know that I'm not gonna be a murderer. Like, that's not me, but I'm fascinated by the shit. So when I found out they're gonna have this documentary, 4 parts on Richard Ramirez, I went, oh shit. You know, my brother-in-law actually told me about it. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I come home from work and I found out about it on a Friday. I don't know if that's when it came out or whatever. And it was weekend that, you know, my son was at his mom's. So we didn't really have to be careful what was on the TV, you know what I mean? Because it's adult time. And so come home. And that was like the first thing I wanted. I was like, all day long, I heard about this thing at like 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I was just like, holy shit. You know, it was like when the Bundy tapes came out a couple years ago. You know, it's like, oh, you know, Night Stalker. So come home, like, hey, let's order pizza, watch this thing, whatever. And I did not know, I had not been on Netflix for so long prior to that, that when I pulled up the menu, it was completely different. Like, it was, I didn't even have to look for it because they have like the top 10 trending things in the States or whatever. And, you know, like when I first pulled up Netflix, that was basically the first thing that came up, and it was like playing the trailer in the background. So I didn't even have to fucking look. But again, that, I think that's more so because I'm not, like, admittedly, I'm not on Netflix a lot. It's not my primary source of when I'm able to sit down and, you know, kind of relax and binge for a few hours or whatever. That's not the first place I usually go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I'm doing that, the first place I go is usually, if there's not a game on, I like Amazon Prime because they have all the old seasons, the Robert Stack episodes of Unsolved Mysteries, and I fucking love that shit. It's such a time warp. My parents watched that shit when I was growing up. I love the theme song. It is so fucking dope. And I just love that dude's voice. Like, I wish if he wasn't dead, he could narrate my life. Like, I love Robert Stack's voice. It's amazing. And, you know, it's kind of a long, similar, you know, murder, creepy shit, whatever. So that's if I've got like 2-3 hours to kill, there's nothing else on. And I know, like, okay, I really don't want to waste time looking for something. That's where I go. But that's how I'm with Netflix anyway. But I know I'm in the minority there.
What about you, Christina? Are you a searcher, or do you just go with what you know?
I am a little bit of both. But I am not a browser necessarily. Not on Netflix or Hulu. The only time... So I have Netflix and Hulu, and then my boyfriend logged into HBO on my TV from his account, and then he also logged into Amazon, but I'm very vehemently anti-Amazon because I think Jeff Bezos is a ghoul.
Completely agree.
Agreed. Yep.
So I try not to use it if I can help it, but for Hulu, I have the live package, so I watch sports on Hulu. I watch hockey a lot on Hulu, but
yeah.
The only time I use the browse function is at Christmas time.
Mm.
Because they have the holiday movies all in like one spot. But otherwise with like Netflix, it's usually me rewatching stuff I've already watched or whatever's in my like continue watching, like you'd said. Like if Adam like put something in my continue watching or my list, then I'm more likely to watch it. Otherwise, I'll just rewatch The Last Kingdom for like the fifth time. But like, I don't know, with Netflix, it's like that, where I just kind of rewatch things that I've watched before. Hulu's kind of the same, where like it's got One Tree Hill and Friday Night Lights on it, and I love both of those things. And Lost is on it, and I love that as well. So I rewatch shows, and I think there's a reason I do that. So I think it has less to do with like the functionality of the app itself and like the site itself, because I have a Roku TV, so I just use the app for it. But I think it has less to do with the functionality and more to do with my attention span. Mm. So like with Grey's, I couldn't do anything else when I was watching Grey's because I would miss things.
Yeah.
And same with Walking Dead. I have to be done with everything for the day in order to watch Walking Dead now that I'm in parts I haven't seen before, because I don't want to miss anything. And that's a show that you can't miss stuff. Same with Sons, like you were talking about, Corey. It's like certain shows like that you need to pay attention to. So that's why I kind of find myself going back and just watching stuff I've already watched, like One Tree Hill, which I've seen literally like 10 times, or Friday Night Lights I've seen 3 times, or The Last Kingdom, like I said, or Stranger Things I've seen a bunch of times. And like Vampire Diaries, which sucks a lot, but I enjoy it. It's like stuff like that, that I've just already seen, that I'll watch over and over again, Parks and Recreation, because usually
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yeah, it's so good. So I usually just do that, where it's like a show that has a lot of episodes that I've already seen more than once, because then I can do other things, because I always have to take my work home. I never have a day off. Like I do, Sundays are my day off, but I have to draw today because I have tattoos tomorrow. Oh. So every single day when I go home, I have to draw tattoos for the next day. So if I'm trying to draw a design and I'm watching a show that I haven't seen yet, I skimp out on one of the two things. So my drawing doesn't get my full attention, or the show doesn't get my full attention. And so that's kind of why I revisit shows a lot, is more because it takes less mental energy and I don't have to focus as much.
Television habits, man. I bet you didn't know you needed that conversation, but you did. And if you'd like to hear the rest of it, it's on After the Fact number 69. You can get that by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the door. And if you'd like to hear our conversation on Matchbox 20, you're on the feed. Just go forward one, man. That simple. And we are available on all podcast platforms.